my guest of 2 weeks ago, the lovely Tony Hadley. What a voice that man's got. And a beautiful voice my next guest has got as well, because let's get rid of that. On the phone right now, I have the lovely Rachel Sage, all the way from the US of A. In fact, she's in Connecticut. Good afternoon in this country. Is it good morning over there?
It is good morning, yes. It's about 10:30 a.m. this morning, so thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. The beauty about doing a phone call, an interview at 10:30 a.m. Is the fact that you don't actually have to sing. As opposed to doing television, they expect you to come on with a guitar and sing at 10:30. You think, my voice
I'll be honest with you, I did an interview this morning at 9 a.m. my time, and I sang two songs.
So, no!
You know, it's all good. I would have been happy to do that, but we're not connected through Skype, so my fancy microphone wouldn't be able to work into our phone scenario. But next time.
Next time, that would be lovely. I mean, I can't sing till about midday. I've got to be honest with you.
I can't either, but there's nothing like a little pressure to make you do what you can.
This is true. I've actually done a Skype, not Skype, a Zoom gig at 11:30 in the morning. And round about quarter to midday, quarter to 12, the adrenaline sort of kicks in. 15 minutes in, you've warmed up, and there you are. You're off and running.
Nice.
So, tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
Tell us about tell us about who you are, where you're from, and we'll talk about your new single.
Absolutely. I am a New Yorker. I'm just not there right now, but I have been making music since I was about 5 years old.
Wow.
And I got a 4-track tape recorder for my bat mitzvah. And it was all hopefully uphill from there.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I won't tell you what I got for my bar mitzvah. I will. I got a music center. I got a hi-fi for my bar mitzvah.
See, very similar. Our parents would have gotten along.
Of course.
Did you have to beg for that, or did they know you already?
Oh, they knew. They knew. I'd planned this a year before my bar mitzvah.
Nice.
I want for my bar mitzvah, Mum and Dad, I want a music centre. I want a turntable with a radio and a cassette deck.
Fabulous. Well, I had a fantastic uncle who worked at a TV station in Atlanta. And when I had visited him there, he quickly came to understand that all I wanted to do was write songs and record and, you know, be on Solid Gold and Casey Kasem's Top 40, et cetera, et cetera. So he was the only relative who really understood me at that time in that respect.
Yeah.
And it was really his rallying effort that convinced all my other relatives to pitch in for that very formative gift. So
lovely.
Once I had that, I, you know, fancied myself a producer within a year or two, and I was bouncing tracks and making all kinds of DIY recordings, and it set me well on my path to eventually having my own record label, Empress Records, and I've put out 14 albums of folk pop since then.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I've got to tell you, your song is beautiful. It really is.
Thank you.
It's a nice, uplifting, dreamy kind of tune. And that's what we need at the moment. We need uplifting, dreamy kind of tunes so we can just sit down and just sink into our chairs and go.
Well, I'm very happy to help. It was a song that I wrote actually while I was recovering from a 2018 cancer diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
So I had been through the ringer, so to speak, and thankfully I came out the other side even stronger and healthier.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And it was nothing short of a miracle. So as you can imagine, when I finally had the energy to get back to making music, I was so full of gratitude.
Of course.
Just to be okay again and in remission. And I feel great now. And I'm so thrilled to be able to make music again.
If you don't mind me asking, what kind of cancer was it?
It was uterine cancer.
Oh,
and I don't mind you asking, because I think it's important, you know, to talk about, especially as women, it's considered so, you know, uncouth and taboo to talk about these things.
Oh, no, it's not. It should be talked about in any form of cancer.
I agree. And I think it's, you know, it's something that's changing a lot for the better. So
yeah.
Thanks to people like you for highlighting it. So
No.
Yes, all the ladies out there, as soon as it's safe, please get yourself checked again, and the gentleman.
And they found this through a check, did they?
Yeah, and I really didn't have any symptoms, so it just shows you how important those regular checkups are. And,
yeah.
And that if you catch it at an early stage, which I actually didn't, but, you know, hopefully if you do, it's you know, something that you can essentially prevent from progressing much worse.
So. What did you have to go through, chemo or radio? Well,
I had to do it all, my friend. It was a tough time. I had surgery and chemo and radiation.
Wow.
And then, you know, there was a lot of that just recovering from those treatments because I really hadn't been sick. I felt fine when they found it. So, you know, thank goodness we dealt with it head on. And I had a very, very loving, supportive family and friends and an amazing medical team. So I can be very, you know, upbeat about it now, thankfully, yeah. because I feel fine. But at the time, you know, to use a classic phrase, it definitely sucked, but I got through it. And, you know, I am stronger and hopefully more empathetic as a person because of it.
So and here you are still making music, which is wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got an album to go along with this new single?
I do. It's funny you should ask. It is called Character. And it is 12 tracks that I recorded once I was already well on my way to recovery. And I was just so full of joy and appreciation to be able to make music again with my beautiful band, The Sequins. And there are lots of strings on the record. And every song in some fashion examines the idea of what defines character, whether it's your own or people, you know, that you love, or, you know, people who are rubbing you wrong and why your instinct is telling you that. So just, you know, that full range of the idea of character, of the masks that we wear metaphorically and now, of course, literally. But how did I know that would be all too relevant?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So because you've been through all this, although it was a couple of years ago now, are you still in the vulnerable category? Is this why you're over in Connecticut? Are you self-isolating?
Yeah. I mean, basically, I was on tour with Howard Jones in March.
Oh,
yes,
we love Howard Jones.
Oh, I just adore him so much.
He's been on the station as well.
What did you say? We've had
him on the station as well.
Oh, lovely. Oh, he's such an amazing, amazing person, a brilliant, brilliant artist. And I just couldn't have any more respect or admiration for him. He was actually quite a big influence on me as a kid.
Oh, wow. That was electronic music, though, wasn't it? That was more,
I used to do that. That's where I started with the four-track. And I had a couple of synthesizers and a drum machine. And even though I'm very organic and, you know, kind of pop jazz folk now, you know, with all my live instrumentation, you know, which of course Howard does both now. He's very acoustic when he wants to be.
Yeah, I know.
That was the tour that I was doing with him, was his acoustic unplugged set.
Nice.
So it was, you know, we were smack in the middle of it when all of this craziness hit. And it was very scary. And, you know, we were in Pittsburgh, and then that's when, you know, he and his promoters just decided, safety first, we have to cancel all these shows. And it was a little bit ahead of when the rest of the world realized how serious it was.
Of course. Well, you don't want to get stuck in Pittsburgh, though. That's the worst place to get stuck in. That's
I actually like Pittsburgh. I do. I think it's a great city. But it's easy to say, I know. But the reason I love it so much, too, is because, of course, you know, Andy Warhol, Keith Haring, some of my favorite artists are from there.
Yeah.
So we basically turned around. We drove the many hours back to Connecticut, where my tour manager, Meredith, lives.
Yeah.
And we just decided it wasn't safe for me to go back to New York. So
of course
I ended up finding a rental near her, and that's where I've been ever since.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you're in a safe place, and that's all that matters.
Yes, that's right. And I've been still able to work remotely with my record label team and work with my other artists and... You know, all I need is a laptop and a microphone, and I'm okay.
Now, that is a long way away from being a recently bat mitzvahed girl with a four-track, isn't it?
I mean, crazy things.
How you can make music these days? I mean, I had one of them little Tascam 4-tracks, and it was great for making, recording the band up and doing little solo projects.
Nice. I had a Fostex 4-track.
Oh, so nice.
Very similar.
Nice. A bit posher than the Tascam.
okay. I don't know.
Get you. But you know, now it's yes, you just need a laptop and an interface and away you go.
Yeah, it is amazing. I am not the most techie, so it's been a bit of a learning curve for me, even though I've been a producer for many years and I've worked with incredible engineers. I've been so fortunate.
Wow.
But I was always working as a team with an engineer, you know, ever since I started recording live instruments.
Right, that's good.
So even though I grew up doing MIDI, I'm very humbled by the technology, and slowly but surely I've gotten to the point where for my weekly live streams I can use OBS software and it sounds, you know, pretty much recording quality.
Wow.
So it took a bit of patience, but now I just can, you know, turn things on and make music, thankfully.
I'm going to make you jealous now. I've been doing, as I said, I've been doing some Zoom gigs, and I've discovered just using my on the road mixer, I've got this little digital mixer I use with my iPad, plugged into an external sound card going into my computer with Zoom on it, and I get the perfect sound quality. It's amazing.
My friend, I'm doing the same thing with my digital mixer, so I can add the reverb.
That's it.
Very cool.
It's lovely.
Digital Yamaha. But I haven't done it through, you said through an iPad, is that right?
No, through a laptop.
Okay.
I go from, the iPad controls the mixer.
Yeah.
I've got one of these RCF mixers, all singing, all dancing. It's lovely, and the iPad controls that. And then
we're getting pretty nerdy. I love it.
I could talk to somebody that understands what I'm talking about. I come go into the outputs of the mixer into the sound card, and then from the headphone socket on the sound card, I put into a monitor so I can hear what everybody else is hearing. And it's great.
Amazing.
It's great. I love it. Technology is brilliant. It is, Rachel.
It is.
But now, your song, when is it due out? Or is it out?
Blue Sky Days is out now. It's my current single. And it actually, this is kind of exciting. I haven't told anybody this yet, but yesterday we got the good news that it had cracked the top 40 indicator chart on Billboard.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and I've never been on the Billboard charts before in all my 14 albums, so it was exciting, and even, it's very surreal and strange that it should happen during a pandemic, my goodness, and ordinarily it would be something that could kind of, you know, fuel me to visit radio stations and book more gigs, etc., but I'm just so grateful that I can continue to make music and connect with people through these live streams every week that I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this is the era of being appreciative and resourceful, and those are not bad things to try to be.
Oh, no. So there's a huge mazel tov for that one as well. Wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is so brilliant. The only problem is Casey Kasem doesn't do it anymore.
I know. Wouldn't that have been nice?
Oh, that would have been.
I grew up on him, but it was so great to be getting ready for school every day and to be able to listen to those shows and know what was going on the radio. And like Howard, you know, because Howard Jones and I have bonded on this quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, radio was really, really meaningful for us growing up, and he's a bit older than I am, but I was still in that era when radio really bridged the gap between what I was naturally creating just from my own imagination and whatever other musical influences, like classical music I heard in ballet and, you know, some of the musicals I saw on Broadway, et cetera. And what was happening, you know, on radio, and what was hip, and what was cool. And I think without that influence, I wouldn't have learned nearly as much about the craft of writing pop songs as young as I did. So,
see, I did the opposite.
Love radio.
I love radio. That's why I'm here talking to you on Phoenix FM, because that I listen to radio and think, I would like to do that. And then I watch the music shows and think, I would like to do that. So I do. I sing, and I have a band, and I'm on the radio. And I get to talk to lovely people like you around the world, and it's brilliant.
Oh,
absolutely brilliant.
I was on the radio in college, and I had great fun with it.
It's
and
good.
I used this very voiceovery voice that kind of went like a little deeper, a little more intimate. And I called my show Full Moon Rachel.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was on from midnight to 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have been up anyway.
That is a midnight to 6 in the morning voice, that is, isn't it?
Yeah,
welcome
exactly.
to late night radio.
But I also had a lot of creepy people calling into the station because of it. But, you know, what are you going to do?
We've got some REM Speedwagon for you coming up next. Yeah.
Oh, I was playing a lot of really like out there, not commercial music because hardly anybody was listening and I could do whatever I wanted. So.
Oh, you can at that time. You can at that time. That's the beauty of it. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you. It really is. And thanks for coming on and having a little chat with me.
My pleasure.
I'm going to be playing a bit more of your single because I do like a good dreamy kind of tune. And that suits it perfectly. So, yes, we'll be playing a bit more of that.
Great. Thank you.
You take care. You keep smiling and keep producing some great music as well.
Thank you. And everybody, if you want, you can check out the video. It just came out for Blue Sky Days.
Lovely.
Featuring a fabulous young figure skater.
Where is it? Where can you find it? On YouTube?
It's up on YouTube. Yes, on YouTube and also on my website and all my social media.
Lovely. Lovely. So we'll look forward to that. And now, Rachel, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.